USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, not to urge healing, but instead to express support for police.
I'm here today. I feel so safe. And you went through hell just a few days ago.
The president toured local businesses that were damaged during the protests.
We're going to work with you. We're going to help you. Okay? We'll help you rebuild.
He also praised law enforcement at a local high school.
I came to thank the law enforcement, the police. They're incredible.
Felicia Martin is first vice chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
You are the president of the United States of America. You are not the president of white supremacist America. We need you to stand up and do your job.
The president did promise $4 million in federal aid to help local businesses that were hit by rioters. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.